Nepal. I'm very grateful to you.
Yes, Maharaj, I'm right now leaving in about 2 hours with about 13 devotees here.
Okay, and who's going?
Giriraj Prabhu is going, and then one Dr. Anil Samtani and other three doctors who are budding devotees, they are all going, and six assistants are also going.
Okay, what is the plan?
The plan is that we go to Delhi, from there go to Kathmandu, and then in Kathmandu the devotees are already informed by us, and we will go and do medical services mainly in orthopedic and general surgery area. Then we will do free food for life, and we will do prayer sessions with the affected victims, and spiritual counseling and prayers for them.
Okay. You're taking supplies with you?
Some supplies we are taking, about maybe 300 to 400 kilos of supplies we are taking, some food material and some many of the majority medicines we are carrying, some surgical items also we are carrying. And we have heard that there is majority of orthopedic, that is bone fractures and injuries kind of situation, and some of them are also getting now cough, cold and fever because of the rains and storm and the dust everywhere. So basically there is no electricity, no water supply, and everybody is staying in the tents. So we are just landing there, and we will hope to reach some place with the help of devotees there and set up our camp like we had done in the Gujarat earthquake in 2001. And whatever reveals to us, we'll see what we can do.
Do you have appropriate tents to work in?
Appropriate what, Maharaj?
Tent?
Yes, they have arranged some tent. We are carrying one tent with us, and they have the UN, the United Nations, they always come up with many, many kinds of tents. So the local devotees said that they have tents, and we will be putting up in tents only, because all the devotees also are staying in tents. Nobody is staying in their houses now.
And do you have enough funds to do everything that you have to
do? Fund is no problem. Fund is also flowing right now also, and we also have a fund which we keep aside for disasters, because right now many disasters we have attended to, so we are already equipped with enough funds. And now, as soon as we declared, many people are just pouring in money, so that should not be a problem.
Okay, well, I really can't please thank all of the devotees who are participating on
yes,
my behalf.
Yes, Maharaj.
You have several godbrothers and godsisters there too.
Maharaj, will you please speak a little louder, please?
I said, please thank everyone that is involved directly or indirectly in helping this effort.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
And I say thank you. And when you see Patri, please tell him that I'm praying and we're going to do everything we can to help.
Yes, Maharaj.
And also, you have several godbrothers and godsisters there.
Yes.
Please tell them I'm praying for them, and we'll do everything we can to help.
Yes, Maharaj. I would like to tell you something which is very interesting. I just went 10 days back to Nepal for my vacation, just to see holy places there. And 10 days I came to know many, many devotees in Pokhara and Janakpur and Kathmandu and many, many places. And I met about 30 doctors there who are very highly inspired to start a Bhaktivedanta hospital in Nepal. So my visit actually served a great inspiring purpose. I had several meetings with them, and we plan to have the hospital in future there. And immediately after I coming back, in 5 days I'm going back there to meet the same devotees again to serve in the disaster.
Is that in Kathmandu you want to make the hospital?
Yeah, they want to make hospital in Kathmandu only.
Incredible.
Yeah, I was just wondering why I'm there and what is the purpose, and now I understand. Because I'm the only person who is going in the team who is geographically oriented and also people-wise oriented now.
Who went with you on your vacation?
I was alone, Maharaj. I went just to explore because I was troubled by heat in Bombay, so I thought I'll go to a cool place to spend some days there.
Amazing.
Hare Krishna.
But please send me regular reports. I'm very concerned.
Yes. Right now there is no electricity and no mobiles working. So I will, as soon as I get first opportunity, I'll keep updating you with the emails. Whenever I get first chance, I will keep giving you information, Maharaj, through email.
Okay. And after my gratitude and my pronouns to all the devotees who are doing the service and
yes,
all the devotees who are affected also.
Yes, Maharaj. And we all need your blessings and mercy so that we can do some service there. We don't know what to expect there, but we are still inspired and enthusiastic to go and do some valid service to Prabhupada's mission, to give some dignity to ISKCON Kathmandu also. It will uplift the image of ISKCON Kathmandu also.
I think they're going to really need medical help.
Yes.
Especially for different kinds of, diseases like colds and bronchitis and all that stuff.
Yes.
And I think they're going to need, a lot of orthopedic help. And I think they're going to really need blankets because they're going to be freezing.
Yes.
And I think they're going to need nice prasad.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. All these things are arranged. Yeah. We are carrying some blankets with us also, and some prasadam.
And beyond that, we'll just need the loving prayer of the Vaishnavas and Krishna's holy names.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
So thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to say to me?
The Nepali devotees, there are many devotees who are aspiring from you for initiation, and they were begging me to tell you that they want to take diksha from you and how to do that. And one of the devotees who is already initiated, Tulsi Premananda Prabhu, desires to translate your book into Nepalese and requests you then to come to Nepal and inaugurate the book also.
Tell them I will definitely come.
Yes, Maharaj. I also assured them on your behalf. And I visited Pashupatinath and all the places where you went. I went to Bhaktapur also, visited Dattatreya Mandir, Swayambhu Nath in Kathmandu. Everything I visited where you went, Maharaj.
I will definitely come. Tell everyone.
Yes, Maharaj. I will
thank
tell
you
them.
Very much. I'm very grateful to you.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much. And I am unlimitedly grateful to you, Maharaj.
Especially give my gratitude to Guru Rajput.
Yes, Maharaj. I will definitely inform him and also make him hear the conversation. I am also going to show him that conversation.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my most humble obeisances, and with your blessings, I am now departing for Kathmandu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.